Hi everyone, welcome to yet another podcast session by EduRekha, your one-stop solution to trending technologies. Now, we are very familiar with the term artificial intelligence. It's actually ruling our world right now. But let's go back a little today. So in today's session, we will discuss about the history of artificial intelligence and how it emerged as one of the most important aspects of our everyday life. Now, we have constructed cities that sprawl for miles and built skyscrapers that pierce the heavens. We have tunneled through mountains, redirected the rivers and spawned new bodies of land. Roads and power lines crisscross the ground while the airplanes and satellites clog the atmosphere and beyond. We have literally done so much. Now, it took us several million years to reach this point. But progress has snowballed since the first industrial revolution of the late 18th century. So in less than 250 years, we actually catapulted from horse-drawn carts to self-driving cars. Not just that, from navigating by the stars to relying on voice-activated GPS instructions, from penning letters to loved ones to having awkward conversations with Siri. Now this world has seen four major revolutions that changed its entire face. The first revolution was in 1784 when the first steam engine introduced in the world. The second one was in 1870 when the electricity was invented. And then we had the third one, which was in 1969 when the word information technology was introduced in the world. And now talking about the fourth one, it's definitely the revolution of artificial intelligence, which we are experiencing right now. Now, like those three other industrial revolutions, the changes born during this period will irrevocably alter the course of our future and the way we interact with technology and each other as well. But in this new digital age, there will be one development so profound and seismic that it will rupture the Earth's long-held human-centric status quo, the birth and transcendence of artificial intelligence. And trust me, I'm not making it up. You can already see how AI has taken over our lives. Now, artificial intelligence makes it possible for machines to learn from experience, adjust to new inputs, and perform human-like tasks. But this was not the case from the beginning itself. So talking about the evolution of this life-changing technology from early 50s to the present date, let's go back to the 1940s and 50s first. So in the 1940s and 50s, a handful of scientists from different fields began to discuss the possibility of creating an artificial brain. Now, the earliest research into thinking machines was inspired by a confluence of ideas that became prevalent in the late 1930s, 40s, and also the early 50s. So the recent research in neurology had shown that the brain was an electrical network of neurons that fired in all or nothing pulses. Now in 1950, Alan Turing devised the Turing test. If a machine could carry on a conversation that was indistinguishable from a conversation with a human being, then it was reasonable to say that the machine was thinking. Now the 1956 to 1974 was actually called as the golden era for AI. So many early artificial intelligence programs used the same basic algorithm. To achieve some goal, they proceeded step by step towards it as if searching through a maze, backtracking whenever they reached a dead end. Now this paradigm was called reasoning as search. So an important goal of AI research is to allow computers to communicate in natural languages like English, which was also accomplished during this particular era. Now, there was this WebBot project in 1967 which built a robot that could measure distances and directions to objects using external receptors, artificial eyes and ears. And its conversation system allowed it to communicate with a person in Japanese with an artificial mouth. It might seem like a small thing, but in the 1967, it was a great achievement. Now, in the 1970s, AI was subject to critics and financial setbacks. So AI researchers had failed to appreciate the difficulty of the problems they faced. Now, talking about some of the problems faced by AI, it included limited computer power. There was really not enough memory or processing speed to accomplish anything truly useful. Many important artificial intelligence applications like the vision or natural language requires simply enormous amounts of information about the world. Also, the program needs to have some idea of what it might be looking at or what it is talking about. No one in 1970 could build a database so large, and no one knew how a program might learn so much information. Now, providing theorems and solving geometry problems is comparatively easy for computers. But a simple task like recognizing a face or crossing a room without bumping into anything is extremely difficult. This explains why research into vision and robotics had made so little progress by the middle 1970s. But we should be thankful that the researchers did not give up and they continued with more improvement developments, and they wanted more in the field of AI. Now, the AI researchers who used logic discovered that they could not represent ordinary deductions that involved planning or default reasoning without making changes to the structure of logic itself. So the agencies which funded AI research became frustrated with the lack of progress and eventually cut off almost all funding for undirected research into artificial intelligence. Now, in the 1980s, a form of AI program called the Expert Systems was adopted by corporations around the world, and finally, knowledge became the focus of mainstream AI research. Now, in those same years, the Japanese government aggressively funded AI with its fifth generation computer project. That was definitely the turning point for artificial intelligence. It experienced the rise of expert systems, a revolution of knowledge, and also the money returned during the fifth generation project. But it was not that easy. The second AI winter arrived in 1987 to 1993. Now, the first indication of a change in weather was the sudden collapse of the market for specialized AI hardware in 1987. Eventually, the earliest successful expert systems proved too expensive to maintain. They were difficult to update, they could not learn, they were brittle. Also, the researchers complained that there was no specific body structure that they could rely upon. So it was not always a golden era for AI. Now, 1993 to 2011 witnessed enormous improvement in the field of artificial intelligence. On 11th May 1997, the Deep Blue became the first computer chess playing system to beat a reigning world chess champion. Now, the supercomputer was a specialized version of a framework produced by IBM and also was capable of processing twice as many moves per second as it had during the first match. Now, a new paradigm called the intelligent agents became widely accepted during the 1990s. An intelligent agent is a system that perceives its environment and takes actions which maximize its chances of success. Now, AI researchers began to develop and use sophisticated mathematical tools more than they ever had in the past. There was a widespread realization that many of the problems that AI needed to solve were already being worked on by researchers in fields like mathematics, economics, or operations research. So, in the first decades of the 21st century, access to large amounts of data, faster computers, and advanced machine learning techniques were successfully applied to many problems throughout the economy. And by 2016, the market for AI-related products, hardware, and software reached more than $8 billion. And the New York Times reported that interest in AI had reached a turmoil. Artificial intelligence has seen its growth in almost all the fields of recent times. Even though it had seen certain gray days in the past, but right now it's definitely one of the most important things in our everyday life. So if we talk about our daily life, you will realize that we are so used to artificial intelligence and most of our daily duties are related to AI. Now, from data security to healthcare, NLP to text and speech recognition, social media monitoring to cybersecurity threats, artificial intelligence is everywhere. The moment you step out of your house, take an Uber cab, or order your food, everything is related to artificial intelligence right now. Not just that, we also have chatbots all around us. Suppose you are booking a flight ticket, you will have a personal assistant, or if you have any issues while ordering your food, you will get an assistant that will help you out. Now, do you think it's a person sitting behind all of these? Definitely not. This is exactly where artificial intelligence comes into our everyday life, and it has definitely made things easier. But there's always this controversy going on that if artificial intelligence would take over humans. And that's definitely a topic to debate on. But as of now, all we can say is artificial intelligence has definitely marked its impact on our everyday lives, and we are mostly dependent on it right now. So this was all about the history of artificial intelligence, from where it all began and how it went through different eras and became what it is today. So this was all about the growth of artificial intelligence and how the researchers actually came up with something so intelligent. So with this, we have come to the end of today's session. Don't forget to subscribe to EduRekha's channel to listen to more such interesting podcasts. Till then, thank you and happy learning.